Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated.
Oh, fancy meeting you here. I'd like to stay and talk, but I've got an appointment. Oh, I've got a few minutes. I'm sorry. I didn't introduce myself. I'm Satan. You know, the accuser, the tempter. Kind of surprised, aren't you? You thought I'd have horns and a tail, or at least a really nice suit and really nice shoes. But you know, I like being comfortable. I find most people like you like to be comfortable too. Aren't Crocs great? Yeah. I mean, I don't need to impress anybody. Why? I mean, it's like I don't have to prove that I'm somebody. I don't have to prove that I have things to offer because the whole world is mine. In fact, all I have to do is just kind of tell people what they really want to hear, kind of give them permission. Like the appointment I have in a few minutes, this guy named Jesus, he's getting pretty hungry by now. All I have to do is kind of give him permission to make the food that he can with the snap of a finger. And chances aren't too bad that he'll go ahead and give in. One of the favorite lines I like to use is, "You deserve it." Should I get a new car? Yeah, you deserve it. Should I buy some new shoes and new clothes? Yeah, oh, you deserve it. Should I go on a vacation? Oh, absolutely, you deserve it. It works like a charm. Folks, they really want to be comfortable. They want to have the good life. They want to enjoy the best that this world has. Just a little nudge, and I find it, they just go right on down the garden path. And it's interesting, one of my other favorite lines is, "You don't deserve it. You're worthless." You wouldn't think that would work. But it's amazing that all I have to do is kind of reinforce what people are already thinking, and then they just go there too. So instead of going and buying all this stuff, they just go further and further and further down. And both ways, I win. Because whether they're thinking about what they deserve or about what they don't deserve, what they're thinking about is themselves. I mean, face it. People, they're looking out for number one. They're focused on themselves. And as long as they're focused on themselves or what other people think and all that kind of stuff, then they're not focused on you know who. And I win. It really is that easy. It just boggles my mind then why, what's his name, keeps swimming against the tide. He keeps thinking that somehow love is going to win. Now, I'm all for love. I mean, I got it playing on all the radios. Folks are so in touch with love and how it makes them feel and how they want that so bad. Yeah, because they're focused on themselves again. That's perfect. Of course, that's not the love that, you know, who is focused on. Because that's the love that's about putting your focus on someone else and what they want, what they need, and also on God. But we all know, we're all looking out for number one. And if we're all looking out for number one, there's nobody looking out for you except yourself. So it just takes a little nudge, a little enticement, kind of a little jealousy about what the other folks have that you deserve to, or how delicious it is to hear good gossip. Oh, just a little bit of nudge. And sure enough, they're distracted. They're focused on everything else, but yeah, what so-and-so needs to, wants you to focus on. Yeah, I got to go check in with this Jesus. He's been out in the wilderness for a while, quite hungry by now. And it's interesting, what's his name? Is trying something new this time. It's like putting on skin and seeing if that'll make a difference. And so to be honest, I know I'm up for a challenge today. And I'm recognizing that I may lose this one. That's all right. If Jesus resists my temptation, if Jesus can withstand me, it's no problem. Because he's about the only one. There may be one here, a few there, but I got the whole crowd, I got the whole world wanting to hear what I have to hear. I think my chances are pretty good. Oh, gotta get. Take care.
Friends, when we affirm our baptism, we renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God. We renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God. We renounce the ways of sin that draw us away from God. As we now prepare to step forward into the season of Lent, the season in which we remember the events of Jesus' journey from life to death to resurrected life, we begin by acknowledging that the forces that defy God, the powers that rebel against God, and the ways of sin that draw us away from God are many. Sometimes they are loud and obvious. Sometimes they are subtle and easily overlooked. Nearly always, they are devious, persistent, and close at hand. As disciples of Jesus, we are called to lives of careful examination, both of our own personal lives and of the life that we share in common in the world, so that we might learn to recognize the patterns that draw us away from God, and that we might contend with the challenges we face in loving our neighbors, so that we might be freed for just and peaceful service in the world. I invite you, therefore, to the discipline of Lent. self-examination, repentance, prayer, fasting, sacrificial giving, and works of love. I invite you to be strengthened by God's gifts of word and sacrament as you practice the disciplines of Lent.